The tensions in Ukraine are affecting travel to and from the region. That includes student groups that just happen to be planning to visit the country. So let me take you to Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, up in Canada, where some high schoolers will not be going on a scheduled trip to Ukraine over their upcoming break. Their exchange has been called off because of the crisis. Lorian Gabruk is a teacher at Bethlehem High School. Now, you've been organizing these trips to Ukraine since 1996, so this has got to be a big disappointment, not just for the kids, but for you too.
Oh, it's definitely a big disappointment. You know, relations that have been fostered over the years and me not being able to see my friends and even collaborate with my colleagues there. Not just that, but this trip was going to have some differences in it from previous trips, and we were quite looking forward to that.
So what was going to be different about this trip?
We were going to be centered closer to Lviv as opposed to Chernivtsi, which is the city that we have exchanged with in the past, and Lviv is a more Ukrainian-speaking area, and as well spending some time in the Carpathian Mountains to a greater extent than we have in the past, giving the kids some other cultural and linguistic opportunities to use their language to hear some of the other Ukrainian dialects that do exist as well.
Oh, it sounds like fun. Why was the trip canceled?
The trip was canceled because of the volatility and situation in Ukraine. The school board taking into consideration our safety of the students and of myself.
Fear of getting caught up in a revolution. Were you already sort of thinking about canceling the trip before Russian troops went into Crimea?
We were just kind of waiting it out and trying to see what was going to be happening.
So for you, what's the highlight of these trips? I mean, why do you keep going back?
Oh, for me, the highlight has to be I do teach Ukrainian at Bethlehem High School. Our students have an opportunity to study Ukrainian as an additional language. Along with the language, we, of course, cover some of the history, some of the cultural components of Ukraine and of being Ukrainian. So many times it's the aha moments that the students have when they walk into one of the historic church buildings, which we would have talked about, and the history goes back 1,000 years, I guess, and they realize that this is where it happened. Or the moments when the students get to a village from where their ancestors come and realize that that's really where their roots are. And it is really touching, and it can be, it is very emotional sometimes how it does touch the students, even though the students who do go are very Canadian, very North American, but realizing their Ukrainian roots.
And even though the exchange is not happening now, I assume Ukrainian students are not coming to Saskatoon either.
It's still in negotiation, And we're still going to invite and try and have the Ukrainian students come to Saskatoon in probably late August. Hopefully, if things settle down in Ukraine a little bit, then our group may be able to travel, say, next Easter.
Are you encouraging your students anyway to just reach out, you know, through social media to those Ukrainian students and just to kind of find out what is going on?
Oh, they're definitely encouraged. What my students do is they do write up a biography and we send it to their partners in Ukraine. And some of them have started to Skype. And so I do encourage them to keep up with what is going on as well, and sharing it with their classmates, because it is a world issue. I think it's bigger than just our exchange. They need to spread the word too.
Yeah, definitely. And what about you, Lorian? I mean, what are some of the things you've heard from Ukraine, from your friends there?
My friends that are living in Western Ukraine, life is, for the most part for them, it's going on. They're going to work. The kids are going to school. Of course, it's tense, and there's a lot of heartache for the losses that were suffered in Kyiv in February.
But as you say, these are people in Western Ukraine, far from what's happening in Crimea.
That's right.
Yeah.
But life does go on for them.
Well, Lorian Gabruk, thanks very much for speaking with us today.
Oh, you're very welcome.